Hi, thank you for holding, Steve. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good, Laura. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
It sure does, especially when you're spending money.
I know, right? And then you see the bank account keep going down and down, too. I understand
right.
Exactly what you're talking about. Well, I'm looking over the notes here. Jonathan left me as well. You're newer in business, right? You have just about a year?
Yeah, I just started last year. Really haven't had that much work yet. But like I was telling him, I just signed up with Angie's List but literally just yesterday. So I probably went with you guys. But I don't know if I can get my money back or – I'm not sure.
Well,
you pay per lead, and I put in like $750. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I can get it back or not. I'm not sure, but I would definitely be. I'm more interested in Google, and I know the power behind that. That's obviously definitely a little more interesting for sure.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you what to do, you know, but I will just give you a little bit of information on you know, Angie's Home Advisor. So legally, you are able to cancel within 72 business days and get a refund. So that's legally, if that's something, of course, that you want to do. Also, I don't know if they told you how they work. So Angie's does a lot of lead sharing. They'll send you a lead. They'll send your competitors the same lead. And they charge all of you for that lead.
I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, I remember they're telling me that. I'm like, yeah, you're going to be competing against leads. And then I have to pay per lead. And not only that, the lead can be anywhere from $30 to $300. I'm like, well, how do you determine that? Well, about the size of the job. You don't know what the size of the job is going to be.
Exactly. And a lot of the times these customers, they've been called so much already, they just don't answer the phone. So it works, and I will be fair to their service. It does work for some people. For the majority of my clients that come from there, it doesn't work very well. And it doesn't work very well because it just is so expensive. Of that. So, and you can also research them online. I mean, they got sued by the Federal Trade Commission last year for pretty much lying to their clients about lead quality. I think they had to pay like $7.2 million. It was a ridiculous high amount. But I mean, all this, you can find that lawsuit online as well. And, you know, you make your own decision of whatever you want to do. I just always like to tell my clients, especially if they're in that 3-day cancellation period, you know, I always like to kind of, you know, let you know so you can make an informed decision. But anyways, on our end, our services, so they work different, you know, it is pretty much no sharing of leads. These are calls that go directly to you because we put you right there on Google, you know, when people are looking for you. I did do a quick search online for your business. I wasn't able to find too much. You don't have, like, a Google business profile yet. You haven't done that, have you?
No, because I didn't know how to do it. I had to pay someone to do my website, and I didn't know, you know, I'm not that tech savvy, so I don't know how to do anything. I've been interested in you guys. I've been interested in getting with Google and try to get on the top page, you know, as a sponsor or whatever, but I couldn't figure out how to do it, so...
Yeah, so you have so I do want to ask as well, just to kind of understand a little bit more of what you're trying to accomplish business-wise. So we have packages that have Facebook ads. We have packages that have Google ads. The Google ads is up there where the sponsored section is. How do you feel about, like, Facebook? Is that something that I know a lot of people don't care for?
Yeah,
social
I think
media.
Facebook's good. I mean, I have Instagram and I have a Facebook for my company. So, I think Facebook's good. I mean, for my clientele, I think my clientele is technically on Facebook, which is kind of the boomers use Facebook. So,
that's what I'm
shooting for.
Okay. I know the package that would be best for you then. It's going to be the Platinum package. What it includes, is that exclusive listing. So when we start working with you, we don't work with your competitors. So these are going to be calls that go directly to you. The first thing we're going to want to set you up with is going to be a Google business profile, and that's going to be that page where it shows a little bit of pictures of the work that you do, how to contact you, email. We can also promote your website on there as well, where it shows your reviews. So that's the first thing that we would set up for you. After that, we're going to put you on the first page of Google. It's going to be right there where that local map section is. And it's going to be based off of keyword searches. So anytime somebody searches one of the jobs that you want to be found for, because we turn those into keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. So we do first page placement with Google. We also do it with Bing. Now, we retarget those same people that are looking for your keywords across the web. We retarget them on Facebook by running Facebook ads for your business. So it's a click-to-call campaign. Everything's tracked through a dashboard. You'll be able to see that, it's working, basically how many people are looking for you, the location these people are searching for you from, how many clicks, calls, all of that you'll be able to see. And price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service. There is no contracts. It's just a flat rate of $299 per month with your one-time setup fee of $99. And everything's included for that pricing. Mm-hmm. There's no taxes on that. Or hidden fees.
And the volume can be like either really high or really low, just based on whether or not people are looking for the work. So, correct.
So it's basically what you would do when I set up your account, you're going to tell me what you want to be found for. And then my research team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. And you guys pick what keywords based off of, those keyword searches. Because we have the data of how many people are looking for your services.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. So timeline-wise, from when you start, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to have your onboarding call. They go more into detail about your business, make sure we have everything correct. They research the areas you want to get work, what keywords are searched the most. After that, it's going to be about 7 to 14 days. That's going to be to get those ads up and live. And then for your first page placement, that's going to be a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. We do got to get you verified with Google, so that does take a little bit, but we're going to be there to help you out. They verify you a few different ways. As soon as we find out exactly what Google is going to need, we relay all that information for you. Pictures, they're probably going to want to see. For example, like your license or if you're insured, pictures of your truck or the tools that you use. So it's different ways that they verify you, and we'll be there step by step to help you out with everything.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about everything?
Are there mm-hmm. other packages? Only reason why I'm saying it is because like the volume, like I have a Monday through Friday. I have a Monday through Friday job that I do. This is like a company that I started on the side that I was just going to do on the weekend. And I'm not saying that I like the volume, but at the same time, I don't know if I can handle the volume technically.
Yeah.
I don't have any employees. It's just me. I don't have any employees. So.
No. And I'm glad you told me that. So. Typically, because we deal with a lot of clients that are in the same boat as you, they don't want to get overwhelmed with work, or they only do it part-time. And the way that we fix it is very simple. So those keywords that we use for your campaign, we minimize those to only certain types of keywords or higher-paying jobs. So you don't get calls for a bunch of random or smaller things or things that you don't necessarily want to do. You're only going to get called for a specific type of work. And let's just say we do that and you still are really busy. We can always pause your service. We don't charge you. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your billing is due, and we can pause it, and you can take a break and take your work, and then you can call us when you want to start back up.
Now, is that a reduction in price, or is it just paused? And then you still pay monthly.
No. If you want to pause your service, we don't charge you for the month. Or the month after, as long as you want to pause it. Yeah, we don't charge you. Everything's going to be completely customizable. For example, if you don't want that much work, we only pick certain jobs for you to be called for. If you don't want any work at all, you just, again, call us, pause your service. We don't charge you for that time. Let's say you want a lot of work. You need a lot of work. We're going to just add a bunch of more keywords so you get more calls. It really is. We're still going to keep in communication.
Damn, okay. This sounds good. I'm interested. You got me interested. This sounds a lot better than the damn Angie shit, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So the guy was talking to me about it, and I was like, I haven't done anything yet. And I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. Screw it. And then I immediately regretted it, you know, that night. I'm like, shit. Because then the guy called me. One of their representatives called me at, like, almost 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, what the shit,
Yeah,
I'm like, dang,
weird.
People, I mean, I get it. Now we're in a new era of 2024, but dang, 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah,
shit,
that's
just to go over the same shit I went over with the guy in the morning. So.
Yeah, you're legally, they're not allowed to call you after 8 o'clock at night. So that's weird.
This guy was like, you must have been a subcontractor or something like that. I mean, it was like an Ohio number or something like that, but.
I don't know.
Maybe didn't know what time it was in Florida.
Maybe. Well, whatever the case is, I mean, the good news, you said you started that yesterday, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get off the phone, you can cancel.
Yeah. Legally, you can cancel. So if they don't answer the phone, which I've heard that they will try to dodge your calls if you try to call them, you can call from a different number or send them an email. And if they're still not responding to you, you can just contact your card provider that you used, and you can just tell them, you know, I try to cancel, they're not answering. And they give you the money back. So, yeah, I've had a lot of clients that's done that. So I know you're good on that end. But on our end, I mean, it only takes me about 10, 15 minutes max to process everything. What happens is I get your basic information. I set up your onboarding call because the onboarding call is the one that goes into further detail. We get payment. I send you everything over through text and through email. How does that sound? Do you have those 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, go ahead. You're good.
Okay, perfect. So let me make sure I have everything correct. Keith, I have the spelling of your first name, K-E-I-T-H. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your last name?
It's Mortensen, M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N.
Perfect. And then what is your email address?
ATH_Mortensen, M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N, @yahoo.com.
Okay. And give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got that correct. Okay. I think I got something wrong. I'm going to repeat it. A as in Apple, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, _?
Oh, no, sorry.
And then,
it's K. K-T-H. Kilo Tango Hotel.
Thank you.
And then Mortensen.
Perfect. All right, got that down. And then this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 6301, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
I'll probably regret that one day.
Well, I'm actually, I'll go over it when I start setting up your account. So we have a call tracking feature. What makes the call tracking feature cool is that it basically tracks all of your calls that come in. It records all of your calls, so you're able to track your success. It is going to be a different phone number, but it's still going to ring over to your line. So it is an option that you can add. It's at no extra cost. So I'll go over that with you shortly if you want to add it. It's just a call tracking feature. But for your company name, I have American Brush Control, LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then the address that I have is 903 Brutus Terrace, Lake Mary, Florida, 32746.
Yes, but that's not open to the public. But
correct.
Fine. That's my house.
I was actually going to ask you as well on the Google business profile if you want to show it. So I'm assuming you're going to hide it. So that's fine. Okay, let's put.
Are you sure about it? I do have a gate. I have a gate going.
No, that's fine. Google always recommends to, if it's your home address, to hide it. So you're fine on that end. I'm sending you over a text message as well. It has our office line and it has my direct extension. So just save our office line and then my direct extension. Like I said, I'll still be point of contact on your account. So you'll be able to reach out to me if you have any questions or anything. Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. And then for the services that you want to be found for, so what should I put down for that?
I would put down brush removal. I would put down light grading.
Okay.
Brush hogging.
Okay.
Let me see. You can do fence removal. I do that. Fence removal. I don't know if I'm putting too many things down, but maybe.
No, you're fine. You're okay.
Okay. And then fill dirt. Fill dirt. I do fill dirt. And I would probably say. Land clearing would be another kind of, but I know that will probably be a huge scope of work.
Would you like me to put that down then, or no?
Let's not put that down yet then.
Okay. Okay.
But you know what? Put it down. Put it down. I can. Am I allowed to change them later on?
Yes. Of course.
Too crazy? Okay.
Yes.
Put it down.
These are the keywords.
We'll see how we go.
Okay. All right, not a problem. Do you want me to add anything else, or is that good for now?
You can put down junk removal as well.
Okay, perfect.
Good to do that.
All right, junk removal. Now, your onboarding call, that's the call that's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I have some today.
I've got a light day today. They're fine. They can call me over today.
Okay. Let me see schedule-wise. I have as soon as between 1 to 2 your time. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll put you down between 1 to 2. And I'll send you the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So you'll have that in your email and calendar. Okay. And let's see here. We're going to send that over. Your business is licensed and insured, right? I mean, it has the LLC, so.
It's licensed. I just haven't done, the insurance I can get tomorrow, but
that's
I just
fine.
Haven't done it yet because I haven't had any work, so.
No.
I don't want to start paying on insurance. But insurance, I can get insurance literally tomorrow. So.
Yeah, that's fine. The license is the one that certain jobs is needed, and that's good because that Google will want to verify you in different ways, and the easiest way obviously is you having a license.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Perfect. Now I know you have a website. Are you happy with your website? Because if you'd like, we can make one for you as well. I mean, it's up to you.
I'm happy with it. I just wasn't happy that, and I don't know if it can be changed, but it's AmericanBrushControl.net, and I don't know if that's makes a difference if it's .net versus .com or what. I don't even know why there's a difference. I have no idea. But
I don't know enough
about this internet stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not IT either, so I wish I could give you an answer. But I mean, from what I see on your website,
honestly,
it looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looked decent. How did that guy make it? I mean, he made it in 3 days, 2 days, and he made it. I mean, it's fine. I'm happy with the outlook of the website. The only thing was the .net thing when he told me. I don't give a shit. And honestly, I don't know if I care that the customers want to go there because I don't want anything from the website. I just want people to know that I am legit and I have a website. That's the only reason why I did it. You know, because if someone doesn't have a website, I feel like they're kind of not a legit kind of company.
Yeah.
I feel like some people may think that. you know.
Yes.
So at least
you're good.
I have it on my business cards and, you know, I'm
okay.
Like, whatever, you know. So I'm not
okay,
that worried about the website. I don't really care that much.
Okay,
rather than just
perfect.
Call me, I'm old school, call me, you know, we'll figure it out, I'll see the job, and we'll go, and hopefully you pay me in check or cash, I mean.
Got it. Okay. That's not a problem. I completely get it. Like I said, it looks good. So we'll leave that on there as well. So we'll put that on your Google business profile. So it's on there. It looks more legit. Now that call tracking feature that I was talking about, would you like to add that?
Can I add that at any time down the road?
You can. Of course you can. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll hold off for now. And then when I'm feeling stressed, I'll get with you guys and be like, what can we do?
Yeah, that's not a problem. And then for the specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I'm going to do counties. And I'm going to do, I'd rather do Volusia, Seminole, and Orange. And I hope that's not like too broad, but.
Okay, give me
really
one second.
Like,
Okay, so I got, and I want you to know as well, even if it is, if you're getting work where you don't want to get work, you can always change it, okay? So, again, don't feel like you're stuck on those. But what was the first county that you said?
Let's do Volusia.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Volusia County, Orange County, and Seminole County.
Seminole.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Got those down. And then for
hours. Does it matter what order that's in or?
Nope. It doesn't
matter
at all.
Okay.
All right. No. You are good. It's all going to be taken care of on that end. So don't worry. And then for the days and times that you want to show that you're open for. So, especially since you do this part-time, I always tell my clients, it's not necessarily when you take work, it's when you're able to answer the phone. Because when people look you up, if they see that you're closed, they're not going to call you, most likely, because you're closed. What days and times?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And then we can do 9. Let's do 10. Let's do 10 till 10 to 6. It's
10
fine.
To 6. Okay, perfect. Got
yeah.
you down for that. Okay. And then the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
Yes. T for Thomas.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then is the billing address on the card the same as the home address, the Brutus Terrace?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And what type of card are you going to use?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay. It is, how much is it going to be? Actually, what's the?
Correct.
What's
yeah.
The
thing so.
Here?
I'm actually going to go over the voice verification with you before we get off the line. But monthly is $299, one-time setup fee of $99. So your total today is going to be $398, and that's a flat. And then after that, you're going to be charged on the third of every month and just $299. And those are flat rates.
Thanks. $398, that's it? For,
mm-hmm.
for the
yeah.
beginning, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Sure. That's a good.
I know.
No, this worked out.
Good
value, man.
No, it's a great value. I put you down as a new and business credit as well, and your pricing is never going to change while you're with us. So even if we raise our prices, it doesn't go up. So you'll get this in writing as well right before we get off the phone.
Damn, that's awesome. This is a really good service.
Better than Andrew's, that's for sure.
if I get work from this, this is a lot better because why would I pay money on the leads? It's insane. I don't, yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
So the card number is 4991 6530 3209 8542 expiration 0328.
Okay. And what is the security code?
It is 809.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company like trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer to the question. So you can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
Winter Park.
Winter Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it one word or two?
Two words.
Okay, perfect. Winter Park. All right. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is do the voice verification. It's on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me. I can answer them for you. And then you're going to receive everything in writing and also an email before we get off the line, okay? So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
American Brush Control, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Keith Mortensen, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to call you from that 877 number that I did send you through text. And we're also going to ask you that security question so you know that it's us calling you, not some random person trying to call you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to be to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, and that's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the third of every month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we ask is if you please contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, let me make sure that you get everything through email and also through text. It pulled up on my end as decline. Not sure why it would pull up. CC. I think I got you maybe your, let me verify this. You said last four, the last three were 809?
No. For the visa?
Yes.
The security code is 809.
809, okay, and expiration is 4 of 28?
Yep.
Okay.
No, 3 of 28.
It's 3 of 28?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
I got that wrong. I put April of 28. Let me retry this. I had a feeling I put something wrong because it was telling me that I put something wrong, but let me see here. Let me make sure that updates that. Okay, it should be updated. So, okay, perfect. It's going through. I'm going to send you over also it's going to be a text message that has a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You'll have your username and password for your dashboard in about 3 to 5 days. Or actually, you get that. I can send that to you today. So you'll be able to start already uploading photos. So I'll send that to you shortly. Let me send that to you. Okay, and then let me make sure that you get the terms and conditions as well. Okay. I'm going to send you over a link. Just give me 1 second. And that's going to be the last thing that we do before your onboarding call today. Okay. I just sent you a link. If you can open that up for me, it's going to say local splash terms of experience. So what this is going to be perfect. I'll go over it with you real quick. It's basically going over what we're going to do, which is the Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it. Directory submissions, we'll go over that on your onboarding call later on today. That's if you want to be on any of those, we can take care of it for you. Now we're going to do Facebook ads for you. It also goes over what we charged you, what we will charge you, which is, you know, those flat rates. The seasonal hold, that's where you can always pause your service. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing. Cancellation, you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks and then just click confirm. It takes you into what will be your dashboard.
You got to go through this. Okay. Signature. Oh, I've got to put a T.
Yeah, it has to look exactly the way it's. Oh my God. It's a little picky.
Okay, so do I got to put my? It brought me to the login page.
Don't worry about that quite yet. I'm going to send that out to you in about 5 to 10 minutes through text message. But you don't necessarily have to worry about that quite yet because you're going to have your onboarding call today anyway. So all of that is going to be taken care of. But as of right now, we're pretty much done. I'm going to send you over that email for your onboarding call today between 1 and 2. And as I did mention, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me, email me, whatever feels easier for you. You can also text me. Now, before we get off the line, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't. Not yet.
All right, Keith. Well, if you do, feel free to reach out. But if anything, we'll speak with you shortly, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Laura, and it's also Laura. In the text message. Laura. L-A-U-R-A. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
Perfect. Any other questions?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Wonderful. Well, we shall speak soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Thanks, Keith. And don't forget, call them and cancel.
Yeah, I'm going to do, trust me, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, let me know if you need anything. We'll talk to you in a bit. All right, bye.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.